Sanzi, how are you?
Dino, how you doing, buddy?
I am outstanding. I'm excited about the CFL draft. I would really, really like to see whoever the first overall pick is come out and do the Johnny Football money ball money. Do you think that's going to happen?
You know what? Every time I get ready for the CFL draft, I think about that one Simpsons episode. Remember that one Simpsons episode where they flash to the CFL draft and everyone gets a big kick out of that one? But it's always exciting, especially for the young guys. And this CFL draft, it's very CIS-centric, which means there's not a lot of NCAA talent on the board, but that's a double-edged sword. It speaks very, very well for the Canadian programs and the talent they're putting out. And so far, it's the Canadian programs that are dominating probably the first 20 spots.
Sandy, just for you, we have this.
We now return you to exciting 15th round action at the Canadian Football League Draft.
And so the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who scored only four rouges all last season, Jack.
Ah, man, it never gets old. I'm telling you. I got it.
Okay, so Laurent Duvernay-Tardif would be going first overall, but there's not a chance that Ottawa is going to waste a pick on him because he's not going to play in the CFL draft or in the CFL. So, who do you expect Ottawa to take with the first overall pick?
Well, yeah, for the Francophone Challenge, we'll just refer to him as Larry Tardif.
Okay,
that's probably what they're going to be calling him down in KC. So Big Larry has his whole career ahead of him, and I think he's going to be one of those project players that's going to stick in KC. So if you're Ottawa, absolutely, you need guys that can help you almost immediately, and you got to give that organization a lot of credit. They built a lot of their rosters through free agency and certainly through the expansion draft, but with the defection of Marwan Hayes, the starting center, certainly I think they're going to look to focus along the offensive line and look for either David Falco or Pierre Lavitour, even Matthias Goosen. They need a guy that can play center, but they want some versatility as well. I think they're going to probably take either Falco or Lavitour out of Laval, and they're going to build that offensive line from the center out. And everyone knows that the smartest player on an offensive field, it's not the quarterback, it's always the center. And need someone that's smart, that can control the line of scrimmage, make the line calls. And Pierre Lavitour, he comes from a great program, very, very smart football player. I think they'll go with him.
Is there any chance that they deal this pick to strengthen their roster?
No. They have too many holes to fill, and they have enough draft picks that they can build for the future over the next 2 or 3 years. But the first draft pick, the number one overall, they got to get it right. He's a guy that hopefully is going to be with this franchise for the next decade. And let's face it, when it comes to the inaugural season of this franchise, they want a centerpiece. And what better centerpiece to have with the number one pick than a center? So I think that's why they'll take him.
And it's funny, I find in football drafts, and I'll be open about this, I'm not as well-versed in football drafts as I am in hockey drafts. In hockey drafts, sometimes the verbiage is you take the best player available, where in football drafts, a lot of times you draft for need because guys are stepping in immediately for you. So when Ottawa's looking at one of two players, that's not necessarily those two players that maybe Winnipeg is looking at with the second pick. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe when you get to the later stages of the draft, maybe in the third or fourth or fifth round, that's when you change philosophy. And that's when you sometimes go off the board or you take just the best athlete and hopefully you can mold him into the player that you want to be. But as far as being specific, they need players that can fill roles. And, you know, offensive linemen, I'm telling you, Canadian offensive linemen in this league, they've always shown their worth. You stockpile them, and at the end of the day, maybe you can trade them away for more draft picks. And that's pretty much the blueprint that Jim Barker in Toronto has followed. He stockpiles his offensive line picks, and then he trades them for more draft picks. So you can never go wrong by taking a good Canadian kid that can grow into a really, really exceptional offensive lineman.
And if Winnipeg is weak anywhere, well, Winnipeg is probably weak in a lot of places, but their most glaring weakness is probably up front right now.
Yeah, if you look at the defections through free agency, and Edmonton was a huge benefactor there. They took Justin Sorensen, who was the starting center in a lot of games for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, that's not saying a whole lot. You can't really hang your hat on that, because if you look at their record over the past two seasons, that offensive line has been atrocious. But I thought their best offensive lineman at the time was probably Justin Sorensen. He goes to Edmonton. Edmonton also picks up Andrew Jones from the Toronto Argonauts. So Edmonton is slowly climbing back in with respect to having a decent offensive line. But Winnipeg, everything starts up front. So definitely I think they're going to look to fill that center role as well. And again, there's some good talent that's going to be left. And whether or not it's going to be Pierre Laviteur or Goosen, one of those guys is probably going to be wearing Blue Bomber colors by the end of this draft.
Do you think O-linemen go 1, 2, 3 in this draft? And we're in Edmonton and obviously paying close attention to what the Eskimos are doing. Do you think it's a sweep for the top three spots and that the Eskimos do go offensive linemen? Or do you think because they've shored some of that up in their free agency that they can look at other positions, particularly on the other side of the line maybe, and go defensively?
Well, I think at this point they just want a guy that will show up at training camp. I mean, sometimes taking the best available talent only to have them defect to the NFL and not show up for 2 or 3 years, that's not necessarily building your team through the draft. I could see that happening as far as the first 3 or 4 picks being offensive linemen. And, speaking as an old offensive lineman, I kind of like that scenario. It's never a bad idea to build your team from the offensive line out, especially if you've been challenged offensively. A quarterback is only good as he can stay high and dry, and making sure that the big five guys up front, do their job. That's huge. So yeah, I could see that happening. I could see 1 through 4 actually being offensive linemen, and then again, you get to some more specialized players like wide receivers and possibly a D lineman here or there. But there's a strong crop of defensive backs that could really fill a role. And when you look at the blueprint of creating a team, certainly there's a specific Canadian players that can play right now, and that's the Canadian free safety, that's the offensive line, that's the Canadian slot back, and that's the weak side linebacker. So those positions specifically are usually filled by Canadians.
This is Sandy Annunziata from Yahoo Sports, CFL analyst, joining us here on the Gregor Show. I want to throw a name out at you that at some point, people were talking about the number one selection, and that's Quinn Smith, for defensive tackle from Concordia, received a positive test for a banned substance, and that has raised a lot of rouge flags, to quote The Simpsons. But where do you slot this guy in? Obviously, he has the talent, but when those red flags come out, how much does that drop a guy down on the pecking order?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And again, basically you're looking for guys of high character and certainly that can not only play the game within the lines, but be good locker room guys, be good in the huddle, be good in the community. If you're drafting someone, you're drafting for the future. And you want to know that they're of solid character and certain integrity when it comes to, playing the game. But it's going to be up to individual GMs. If they're willing to give a kid a second chance, if he's contrite and he shows that, he can play the game without using the performance enhancement, then why not take a flyer on him? But at this point, you don't know whether or not his combine testing, whether his play through the collegiate ranks has been tarnished to some degree because of the performance enhancement that he's been found taking. So again, bit of a risk taking a guy like that. But when you look at the board, there's some other solid defensive linemen that don't come with that baggage, don't come with that risk. But again, it's going to take a brave GM not only to bring him into that culture, but certainly to absorb the slings and arrows of the media criticism that's going to come with it.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody makes mistakes, but sometimes those mistakes can cost you your future. Offensive players in the Canadian Football League are the exciting players. Do you expect an offensive player a la receiver, running back, possibly a quarterback, but probably not likely, but receiver, running back to go in the first round?
Well, if you look at some of the kids right now, I like the Scott McDonnell kid out of Queens. The kid's a 6'5" receiver with a sub 4'7", 40. He's just a big target. And at 230 pounds, he could help in the run game with some slot back and some tight end sets. But I like him far as what he brings physically to the table. Whether or not he could, you know, play the game, you know, that for all these guys coming in the draft, that's the one thing that you don't know. That's the one variable that you can't really know how they're going to react under game time situations. But as far as having all the skills and all the physical tools, yeah, I like the kid out of Queens. Again, there's some other playmakers, Chris Bastion, Devin Bailey out of St. FX. Good young players that could really help out in that Canadian slot back role. Offensively, this running back, certainly the kid out of Manitoba, Combs, he comes with a very good pedigree at the running back position. So, yeah, there's some talent on the offensive side of the ball. But, again, making your bones and making your name in the CFL, it starts with special teams. So you got to be able to bust your ass, be reckless and fearless, and show that you can first play the special teams game before you're ever elevated to get those reps on the offensive side of the ball.
Great stuff, Sandy. Sandy Annunziata from Yahoo Sports, our CFL analyst. And just because we can, one more time for you.
We now return you to exciting 15-round action at the Canadian Football League Draft.
And so the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who scored only 4 rouges all last season, Jack.
You can never have enough rouge and cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell. That's what we need to get in there. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us today. Enjoy the draft.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.